Let's just give this a try. It's the news, according to me. Good morning. It is Wednesday morning, December 4th, 2024, almost 2025. We're getting very close now. We're pressing in the last few weeks here. We have some news to talk about, a little bit of news. Not going to be a real long show today, by the way. It's just going to be, you know, here, there, and everywhere. So sit back, relax, enjoy your cup of whatever you have there, and we will get into this. I have before me, in my huge cup here, this is a 16-ounce, 24-ounce, I don't know what it is. It's a rather large cup of chai that I had specially made this morning. I went to a place here in Madison, Wisconsin, the capital of Wisconsin, by the way, Madison. I'm very close to the building. The Capitol building, in fact, it is a monstrous, huge monstrosity of a building. Which, when you think about it, you know, when you look at a building like that, it is amazing. I guess the amazing thing to me when I look at a building like that is the fact that people, when that thing was built, this was not built in a time of bobcats and excavators and, you know, I mean, steam power maybe, you know, some of that kind of thing was going on, but the amount of manpower, and just, and of course, the manpower, the steam power that was required to create the machines that would do these things and create the tools and the tooling and all the stonework and everything else that's there. It's just, that part of it fascinates me. It's not the building itself so much as just the design, the engineering, the building of it, the way people came together to do that kind of thing is very amazing to me. Not that it's, you know, a monument to mankind and our achievements, but that it is a fascinating show of what we are capable of if we come together and work on something and have planning and proper goals and all those kinds of things. It's just all the things that are void from my life, anyway. But anyway, I do apologize for the sound quality this morning. I realize that there is an issue. I'm just on my laptop this morning, and I know the speaker on this thing, or the microphone, I should say, is not that great. I have another microphone with me, but getting it out, getting it set up is just, I just don't have time for it this morning. I will have time tomorrow morning. I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia tomorrow morning, all day tomorrow morning, actually. All day tomorrow morning, yeah, all day tomorrow. I leave out there tomorrow evening, if I make it into Atlanta this evening. I'm going to be in there very late this evening, but theoretically, I should be able to get up and get going. They have a free breakfast at the hotel there where I'll be staying, so that's always helpful. That's a big deal. That gets me up a little earlier. There's not really a gym there, so to speak, but there is a decent area to walk in that area. So, well, it's not too dangerous anyway. I'll probably be sliding the show in there at some point. Now, Friday morning, there will also be a show, almost certainly be a show Friday morning unless something really falls apart ridiculously. But that show probably will be from the home worldwide headquarters, I should say, from the worldwide headquarters. Yeah, that'll be from there, hopefully. If everything works there. The last time I was there, I was trying to do some voiceover work. Had a few computer issues. I'm not sure what's going on with that. So there might be some things happening there. I might have to do some things with that. But hopefully everything works fine. So I got this chai from a little place over here around the corner called Michelangelo's Coffee Shop. And I saw it on the map here, and I wasn't sure what it was. I'm kind of reluctant to get chai anywhere just because I've become kind of a chai snob. It has to be just right. And it's not spicy chai. I was able to get it actually mixed with a little bit more milk, a little more creamer than normal. And that always kind of helps. Now, in my backup cup here, I still have, in my thermos, I should say, even though the peaches are getting stuck in the straw, I have one of those thermoses that has a straw, so you don't have to tip it up to drink out of it. And it's a sweet tea, peach. Homemade sweet tea, peaches. And I'm actually chewing on one right now. got that peach up my straw. So let's talk a little bit about a few more things that are going on. There are some things happening right now with the people are realizing, both on the left and the right, they're realizing that Joe Biden gave this pardon to Hunter to protect himself. This wasn't about a father's love for his son. And that's not what it's about. It's about Joe Biden protecting himself and his family and his legacy and everything else. He's trying to keep any kind of investigations from coming on to where he's at. I'm seeing a trend right now in some of the unconnected, I should say, the disconnected, the wannabes on the leftist side of the aisle. They are very upset with the Democrat Party. The ones who are even the ones who are a part of the in crowd, those who are in the MSNBC, CNN news world, part of the shows, part of the in crowd with all that stuff. One of the issues that they're finding right now, I think, is that they realize they're caught in a sinking ship, and I think that they realize that they part of the reason for the debacle of why Kamala Harris didn't do well, part of the whole thing, is that they've been propping up this charade for so long, and now here they are, they find themselves being a part of this whole charade, and they know that they're on the bad end of this thing. They can't just keep propping up the propaganda and hoping it works. And that's all they've been doing. It's all been propaganda, hyperbole, kind of a wag the dog mentality. And they don't understand, the people at the top are just doubling down on some of these mainstream issues, the issues that people are starting to wake up to. Now that we have a problem here. And they're still, in my opinion, they're still not fully embracing this idea that they can win in this. they're fully embracing the idea that they can't win in this. They're confused right now, just like I'm confused right now in what I'm saying. It's hard to put a pin in this. Because there's just so much factioning going on between the Democrat powers that be. You've got people who are more in the Bernie camp. They're more liberal. I would say the social libertarians, who are just frustrated with the Democrat Party because they feel like it's the Democrat Party's fault that they lost. You've got people who are the Republican establishment that doesn't, the Never Trumpers, who were like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, those people who are now showing themselves out to be who they really are. They're upset that Kamala lost. They don't want this guy to be in there again. They know this could be the end of it's going to hurt their power structure. And I think that the general, just looking at the world stage right now, what's happening, one of the things that Trump said to Mexico already, he said, if you guys don't do your part in keeping these, there were two major caravans coming across the country of Mexico, headed for our border again. They were going to try to get here before Trump took office. Trump is warning them with these tariffs. And of course, the Democrats were just saying, this is just a tax on the American people. It's not. You have to understand what tariffs do on the other side. Properly implemented tariffs, and this has always been the case, we have not implemented them properly to give us any kind of economic clout in the world. We just allowed countries to run us over. I mean, you have to be tampered with them. You can't just be crazy with them. But they are a definite tool. Now, what he did is he threatened Canada as well. But he threatened Mexico with, I think it was a 25% tariff on most of the products and goods. Some are 50% tariffs. And of course, he can put those things in place. Mexico, he said, if you guys don't help us in stopping this border issue, because they Mexican government just basically allowed people to come right across their country, or especially with regard to fentanyl, the raw materials for fentanyl were coming from China into Mexico, and then of course they're creating and making this stuff, and then sending it over here, getting it across the border. It doesn't take a whole lot. It's very easy to hide, because it doesn't take a large quantity of that stuff to go a long way. So the, of course, they wanted to get fentanyl sniffing machines at the border, which, okay, but what about the all the crossings that happen that aren't at the checkpoints? Now, if you come through a checkpoint with fentanyl, oh you're going to get caught. Oh, duh. That's kind of stupid. So they wanted billions of dollars. Of course, this whole thing that they said they had a border bill, and Trump shot it down. Trump wasn't in office, first of all. So you don't go after somebody. You don't have just present a bill, and then you have to make a coalition. You have to actually talk to the Republicans and get the job done. The problem was the bill. The problem wasn't the border. It wasn't Trump. It wasn't the Republicans. It was the bill itself. It was not a border bill. When only 10% of it pertained to anything about the border, 90% of it was other things. Over 80% of it was Ukraine, but they called it a border bill. This is the trick they like to do all the time. They come up with some kind of a bill. They name it something. It has very little to do, or the opposite of what the bill is named sometimes. And it can be the everybody gets flowers and candy, and it's the bill actually is a bill that takes away everybody's flowers and candy. Because that's just kind of the way they do things. The Patriot Act, for example. Nothing patriotic about it at all. And yet that is what it's called. Affordable Care Act. How's that working out for you? All these bills that they put out there that are not at all what they say they are, or they'll put in things that they like they'll say this is the Save All the Children bill, and most of the bill has three different things that are pertaining to the name of the bill, and one of those might be drop bombs on babies in Ukraine, and it's or some other country, and it's. But they'll say that you didn't give you didn't vote for this bill for Save the Children bill. You didn't vote for that. It was going to provide a dollar for every child that has a cold. So okay, but the other part of the bill was it had dropping bombs on somebody in Madagascar or something. The whole thing is that's the way they play this game. They like to mention those things, and then the media they use the media to spin these things and do this kind of stuff all the time. So that's kind of the way this stuff goes. Now, the tea is very good. Just the peach, just getting a little peach through the straw is just awesome. So, this is where we are today. We're at this point now. There's some interesting things happening in the Trump cabinet picks. There's been some scrambling around trying to get some things done. Peter Hegseth, I think that it's come to Trump's attention that there was these allegations against Pete. And of course, Trump understands that. He understands full well these false allegations type stuff. Hegseth may or may not be. There's something about Hegseth that doesn't make me comfortable. However, here's the deal. I would rather be uncomfortable with someone's inexperience than be blindsided by someone's experience or their supposed knowledge or their ability to act the part or knowingly knowing that they're a snake in the grass, even though they're very good at their job. However, I'm not exactly convinced that there's something in my gut tells me that Pete's not the guy for the job. I don't know that. DeSantis was brought up as possible defense secretary or defense whatever it is that Pete was up for. I don't know about that either. Now the thing is, DeSantis's term is running out as governor, so he's not going to be able to be the governor there in Florida much longer. Now, who's going to step in for him? I don't know. Hopefully, it is another person that can deal with the news media the way he did. This could be a very good move for DeSantis. Now, keep in mind, DeSantis did serve in the military. He was, I believe, he was a Marine. If he might not have been. I hate to call somebody a Marine or give somebody that kind of credit if they haven't been. But he served in the military and served honorably. And it's one of those things where I would rather see somebody with some kind of governing administrative experience, and I've talked a little bit about stepping into the possibility of being in a political role, running for some kind of office, doing something like that. And I am not administrative. I would love to be able to be in the mix where I'm arguing or debating with people about certain things, or you know, doing that kind of thing, helping to educate American people on what our country was founded on. But I am not an administrative person at all. I'm not the kind of person. And the majority of the work that a politician does is not the day-to-day work that they do is not standing in front of a camera or a microphone and talking about, you know, running and doing those kinds of things. So, folks, I hear the music coming in. It's the show is it's only 15 minutes long. So it's the a lot of things I'll be talking about tomorrow. Show will be a little bit longer tomorrow, I guarantee you. But we will be pressing into a few more things that have been happening in the news cycle and what we have to look forward to here coming into the new year. Folks, God bless. Take care and have a great rest of your day. See ya.